You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to an Overdue Hierarchy podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and like I said, it's overdue. I've been screwing around with other things and neglected this again. I need to get a schedule. Somebody please write up a schedule for me, okay? I need discipline in my life, I think, if you know what I mean there. So, I hope you all are being safe and sensible about the viral plague that is sweeping the world. It seems to me that people are not doing that. I've been into the grocery store multiple times, and people are not wearing personal protective equipment. I show up in the grocery store with a mask and gloves, and nobody else is wearing anything. So I guess this plague is not going away anytime soon. That's okay. Hey, I want to stay in my house forever and ever. So please be careful out there, okay? This is not a joke, and it's not a hoax, all right? I'm curious to find out if we actually get a check from the government promised to us by our grifter-in-chief. I doubt that's going to happen, but probably Ivanka will get it or something, or, you know, it'll go into Trump's pockets to pay for another oil painting of himself. Anyway. So, without further ado, let's talk about something else besides the apocalypse. So, I wanted to talk about the breaking of a faggot by an alpha. I recently, just in the last few days, I posted an article about Master Yannick finally breaking his faggot, Fionn. We're not using his name anymore, apparently. We're just calling him it now. He is basically a slave now. He's been transformed by this episode that, on the surface, seems very aggressive and very harsh, you know. His faggot, Master Yannick's faggot, was being very rebellious about its purpose, that it wasn't accepting the discipline that Master Yannick was giving to it, the direction that he was giving to it, fighting the cage, the chastity cage it was wearing. And Master Yannick took severe steps to adjust that faggot and break it down until it no longer fought back, and it was completely and utterly submissive to his master, okay? The process that Master Yannick employed is one that I have seen many times. It's been used on me. Slave Tim, who I've featured multiple times on the website, it's happened to him. It's a process where you're not just breaking down resistance to something. You're breaking down identity, self-identity. Faggots start off life just like anybody else. We all view ourselves as autonomous, independent things, people, okay? And when we come across an alpha who owns us, and they are focused on the destruction of that faggot and breaking that faggot down into its parts, we don't have really any defense against that, okay? A man will impose his way of thinking upon the faggot and make the faggot become a new thing, okay? So, in the case of Master Yannick, he brought in, not only was he was fucking his faggot very hard, very rough, constantly, you know, forcing his faggot to drink his piss or wear his piss, you know, the constant throat fucking and ass fucking just by itself was beginning to have an effect. But then he brought in his, Master Yannick brought in his good friend, Master Daniel, who is also another very powerful alpha male. And he let Master Daniel do whatever he wanted to his faggot. Master Yannick was not there, and Master Daniel had full control to do whatever he wanted to the faggot, and he did really use that faggot very roughly. And when Master Yannick returned, the two of them ganged up on the faggot, forced the faggot to service both of them, and then made the faggot make them dinner, and then they used him again, you know, and double penetrated the faggot. And by the end of that experience, the faggot, maybe for the first time in its life, understood that it is a thing. That it is a thing to be used by men. And that's all. And that's a huge realization for a faggot. And an important one. Because men deserve to be respected and obeyed. Men are superior to us, and we cannot give them a reason to need to break us. You know, if we're obedient from the start, we don't have to be broken. But when we are disobedient or we are resisting, we need to be broken. And a man will break you. Men cannot be defeated, okay? They will win every single time. Faggots think that they can get away with this, but they think they can fight back against a man. They always lose because men are not only powerful physically, they're powerful mentally and emotionally, and they're cunning like the best hunters are, and they are crafty, and they work in packs a lot of times, and so there's just no escaping the reality of what you are. If a faggot is confronted by a man, an alpha male, okay, and then alpha male tells that faggot to do something, and that faggot resists, that man is going to make that faggot do it. And that man is going to make that faggot do other things until that faggot gets it through its head that it is owned by the man and that it will do what he tells it to do at all times. It's the underlying principle of the hierarchy, okay? Everything else, that is the foundation of the hierarchy, is this basic understanding that men rule the world, and they will impose their will upon the people who are inferior to them. Faggots are inferior to men, and men will take what they want from a faggot at any time that they want. So that's the reality. And breaking a faggot reinforces that. I heard another terrific story from Master Dade. He's someone that I have featured on the website before. He's from Tumblr. I've met him through Tumblr. He's a very powerful alpha. And he had just recently, he had a faggot that he had been training, and he had an alpha that claimed the faggot and wanted the faggot to be his own slave, okay? And so Master Dade had a dinner party, I guess, that the faggot produced for these eight alphas, and they had kind of a ceremonial thing. This transfer, Master Dade giving this faggot over to this new alpha master. And what happened then was the eight alphas each took turns fucking and pumping loads into the faggot. Now, just think about that from a mental perspective, in terms of the faggot, in its perspective. When you have eight powerful men basically gangbanging you and filling you up with cum, I'm sure there's lots of faggots drooling over it, but the end result is kind of a decimation of the faggot's will. You understand? Every fuck in that sequence took more and more and more of the faggot's will until it was left filled with cum and nothing else. No will, no nothing, just cum, okay? And that new master took his new faggot back to his house, now an owner of a broken, submissive, truly submissive faggot that will do anything he tells it to do. That is the imposition of the male dominant will, you know, on a lesser creature.
As a faggot that's been broken by a man, I can tell you that when that happens, you feel like you're falling in a way. It's like if you fall off of a high ledge and you're going to fall, maybe to your death, you don't know. There's this moment of surrender where you just go, I can't do anything about this, and this is where I'm going to go, you know, and you surrendered to that moment. That is what it's like to be broken by a man as a faggot. And honestly, I mean, I know it sounds really awful to the average person. Just Joe Schmo out there hearing this be like, oh my gosh, it sounds terrible. But to a faggot, it's not terrible at all. It is a dream come true. The
the soul of a faggot, okay, and there's probably a lot of people that would say faggots don't have souls, okay, but I'm saying like the inner workings of a faggot, it's crying out for that kind of, that level of control, okay? And faggots require that because faggots, they're not men, and they don't serve a purpose within like the basically the natural world of breeding and making children and whatever, you know, that part of society. They serve a different kind of function. But they need a man to command them, to teach them, to train them, and to use them. That's their sole function. And when a man takes control of a faggot and uses that faggot and breaks that faggot down into its basic function, the faggot is fulfilled and feels happy. It feels safe. You know, it might be a better word, safe. And on conversely, the man feels fulfilled because his natural function is rulership, is leadership, okay? And when he takes a faggot and imposes his will on that faggot and makes that faggot do what he wants when he wants, that power transfer energizes him as well. So both sides are fulfilled in different ways. But it's that breaking down of the faggot that men and specifically alpha males, they're uniquely equipped to do this, okay? Better than anybody else, men are equipped to do this. They know how to break down another male, a lesser male, an inferior male. They instinctively know how to do it. And I've seen this so many times that it's beyond question, honestly. We see it now with Master Nick. Master Nick, on the website, if you've read the posts about him, remarkable alpha. He went from totally straight male who's never even thought about owning another male as a slave or fucking another male. He went from that, zero experience at anything, to owning four faggots effortlessly. And it's like natural to him. You understand? He knows and understands it naturally, how to own and break down his faggots so that they serve him. Where is that coming from? It's because men are wired for this. They know how to do this. Society keeps them from doing it for the most part, but they know how to do it because they grew up battling each other for dominance. Okay, and so they learn that just through trial and error socially, they are equipped to dominate inferior males, break them down, and force them into slavery or submission. Okay, and so when it's happening, like these two examples. Well, three examples I've given here. Like, in all those cases, these alphas knew exactly how to break down their faggots. And they went and did it. Like, there was a plan, and they went in with a plan to break their faggots down. And they accomplished that. And those faggots are happy because they have this alpha who is now controlling their life.
and they get to serve that alpha to the letter how he wants, and that alpha is happy, and that brings them pleasure. So it's a magical process. The breaking of a faggot is a magical process of the hierarchy, and it's absolutely fundamental to the hierarchy in general. And I think I'm going to just say this too. I'm not talking about abuse fetishists, okay? Like guys who call themselves alphas, who torture faggots, and do all kinds of stupid things to a faggot to embarrass it or humiliate it. I'm talking about real alphas who are specifically, they have an end goal in mind about what they want to accomplish with their training and their breaking down of the faggot. There's a world of difference between that and just some scally lads who are, being gross, hocking loogies on Pop-Tarts and making a faggot eat it. I mean, just stupid nonsense, that has no meaning other than just being cruel, which is dumb, Those are not real alphas, okay? Those are just guys that have too much testosterone and don't know how to channel any of it, okay? I'm talking about real alphas who can use their great power to break down a faggot and make it into a new thing, a thing that will serve men properly, So it yields beautiful fruit, The discipline of a man yields peaceable, beautiful fruit. So anyway, I just want to thank the alphas that have broken me in the past and are currently breaking some very good faggots. They're shining examples of how it's supposed to be done. Anyway, so that'll conclude this episode. Let's see, a couple of side things. Well, if you have any questions or comments, of course, you can contact me. The email address is fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. Or you can write to me on the website, fagsworshipalphas.com. There's a question box right on the front page. I do have Twitter back up again. We're going to try it for like the 10,000th time. The new username is fworshipalphas. Okay, fworshipalphas. So you can write to me there. I'm going to be putting up a lot of porn again. And of course, Kick, I'm normal submissive there. So anyway, I hope you all are safe and happy and secluded, okay? And wear your masks and gloves when you go out, all right? It's not a joke. People are actually dying. And if we can't get the President of the United States to understand that, well, hey, maybe we can just protect ourselves, okay? Anyway, please be safe, and I love you, and I will talk to you soon, all right? Bye.